story, Path of Love. And we have now 19-year-old Pio, or 18 still. He's 18. And he and Alan is sitting there by a table, and some dancing, drinking, eating place in Christiania, Copenhagen, Denmark. And it's 1973 or early 74. They have driven there in Alan's little car all the way from Stockholm to have fun, to experience the cool place Christiania, and of course to smoke a pipe or two, because that's what you do there, you're a Swede. And that's why you go there generally, or so it was. And some band is playing on the stage there, live. Pio looks at the band. A couple are taking off their clothes and are making love on the floor in front of the band. No one pays any attention. Seems to be a normal thing. Pipes and chillums are regularly lit and passed around tables. Some old hippies are sitting there, long hair and beards. Some looking a bit worn out. And youngsters on adventure. A different generation. Not the Grateful Dead, but Bowie. Swedish guys in t-shirts and V-jeans chasing girls. But P is a little bored, and Alan looks so too, because he's realizing that most of the time you sit around a table with your male friends. Just waiting for some girls to mysteriously show up. sitting down at their table, and then they happily go home. Each one with his newfound girl. It was a magical conjugal. Whatever pleasures. Somewhere. Want another beer? Sure, bring it on. And he's sitting there, looking a little bit, saying, you know, when you think about it, another beer. Hey, it's Friday. Shall we go out and have some fun? Yeah, sun is shining. Let's go down to the lake. Sure. Over there we can go buy a bag of beer. Sure, and something to eat. It's as if the fun itself consists of drinking beer. You know, Theo is sitting there saying all these things to Alan, who is in a different mood. He's like looking around in his own way. He's more experienced in the drug field. Sure. I agree, beer, it's not everything. But he's kind of distracted, his mind is somewhere else, and goes off. Girl comes past the table, and Pia goes, hi. And she just passes. Although there is a chair there that you could sit down. And, you know, sometimes you have success, sometimes not. Pio's thinking to himself, what am I complaining about? Sitting here in this cool place and, but I'm just tired. It's been a couple of long days and nights. And then Alan comes back and he says, I've got something. And he holds out his hand and there's a white pill in there. This is for you. And Peter recognizes it, says P, it's Preludin. I heard about that. Yes, it's great. And then we go to, there's a discotheque. It's open all night. We go there and find some girls. With this and you can dance all night. It's a real thing. P.O. is looking at it and saying, not really. And he points at the pipe, at the table. This is my limit. No pills for me, thanks. It's just for special occasions. No big deal. I tell you, another world will open over there. So then he still doesn't, and he said, well, you know, let's take a cab and then you can go there and then I'll continue home to the Zen Buddhist sleep inn somewhere there in Copenhagen. He didn't even know where it was. He only remembered the name to tell the cab driver. So they're sitting there seeing this Copenhagen at night, which is a sight to see. Big advertisement, it's old, you know, in the early 70s also. And these old buildings are nicely lit up there. Cab drivers. I'm not saying anything, and there are the two of them there, and this Alan is still trying. Yeah, are you sure you're not going to come? Stopping now the car by the discotheque. Now I go home, I'm tired. Have a good night. Alan, say good night to you too. And then we got Pio there, drifting around on the streets. The small, little, dark back streets of Copenhagen. It's like 12 o'clock or something, midnight. And he's drunk. He can still walk decently straight, but not exactly. And he doesn't remember the address of that place, but he's just walking this street, that street, and as he does, he thinks, hey, I think that when I'm drunk, I have this fifth sense of local sense. What is it called in English? Local sinner. It's as if I can just walk and I come to the place I'm going to. Let me try this. And he's just walking this way, that way. And whoops, he's standing outside the door of that place. Getting in there and monks running the place are not happy. I mean, you're not supposed to come back that late. So at first they don't want to let him in. But he said, you know, I'm not backpacking everything here. We're paid already. Okay, okay. And then he's walking up, and we can see there are pictures on the walls, and there's Buddha, and there's this and that, and Om signs, and yin and yang signs, whatever you find there, in the hippie style. Environment, furnishing, whatever you call it, in there. So I don't know why I make this scene, but it's just exactly from real life. And it's part of Pio in his late teens exploring the world. And his exposure to, you know, an exploration, of course, of drugs and sex and this and that, including alcohol and tobacco. And we show here how throughout this, these little episodes, the guys, and yeah, there are some girls sometimes. I mean, we're not just guys here, but generally it starts with the guys going out to find some girls with the beer, a bag of beer. Simple as that, and then talking, blah blah blah, and whoa, we're having real fun here, and I don't even remember what they're talking about. Doesn't really matter. Football, cars, motorbikes. Oh yeah. Latest record. Who is the best? The Beatles or the Stones? Oh, listen to those Led Zeppelin. You know, that kind of talk. Oh, look at that girl. No, I prefer that one. Oh, whew. Open another beer. So then Pio finds himself in this, which is already the late teens, a routine among the teenage kids, and you know, they're the other friends. And he's like, hey, what's the point of this? He's not saying it out loud, but he's looking that way. And he's like, hey, there's always this red thread here that, you know, what is my life about, actually? And what, you know, and he is now being into this and being introduced to this and that. And we show his way of dealing with it and responding and looking at it. Yeah, I'll try this then. And then, okay, got myself drunk here. And feeling really bad today. Not even remember what I did yesterday. And the friend calls up, real fun night yesterday night. I was so drunk, I could hardly go home, and you vomited on someone. Crazy. And he's back, you know, yeah, crazy. And he puts on the receiver and looks like, wow. Yeah, it was crazy. It doesn't look really happy. But then, yeah, now he's introduced to that life. And I mean, we can show that first time and second time he ever got drunk, and he was 17. And the second time he doesn't even want to remember, and he can hardly do it because he took a bit too much and too quick and didn't eat enough. So anyways, in all of this, you know, and later on we were having, I think I already spoke it in here, the one when he tries this amphetamine, you know, with that girl. Crazy. Lying there on the ground in the park in the middle of the night in Madrid, making out. Crazy. And we can have these little events where he is like, yeah, this is life. But then also, oh, crazy. That you're so drunk, you don't really even properly experiencing what is going on. And all of that he remembers from the night, and now we are at, where is it? Summer 74. When he meets the girl there in Madrid. Oh no, in Pamplona actually. It was not Madrid. It was going to be his girlfriend when they come home. So anyway. And then that day when he finds a little, let's take that on another recording because it has to do with our story here. Well, there's another drug experience.